Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's August 6, 2018 regular fellow, or actually, regular council meeting. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this community and for wisdom as the city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call. All council members are present except for Mark Snyder. I called him last night. He went in for what he considered, and I think everybody else would consider, a minor procedure, which turned into a lot more than I think he had bargained for, but he is on the mend, and he hopes to be back to our meeting next week. So I would entertain a motion to excuse Mark Snyder from tonight's meeting.
Make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 1.5 is citizen input. That's the segment of the city council meeting where you have the opportunity to address the fellow city council with any concern or any item you'd like to discuss or bring to the council's attention. Is there anyone here tonight who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand. Yes. And would you please step to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and you have up to 5 minutes.
Oh, I don't need that one. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. John Erickson, 1175 Cypress Street, Othello. I was calling, coming in to address item 4.4. I believe the city has, is moving in a great direction. We've got great leadership. I think we have an A-team sitting up here. I am a little bit concerned, and I got some of those concerns curbed by explaining and educating me a little bit more. But I am a little bit concerned that Mr. Mayor taking this position, being two different roles, that we're either going to lose a great mayor and gain a city administrator, or we're going to be without a city administrator still and still have our good mayor. So I wanted to address the city council and Mr. Mayor and see if there was anything you guys had to add to that to help ease some of those concerns as we move forward with the city.
I'll refer to our city administrator. Excuse me, our city legal counsel, yeah.
Sure. Well, really, to address your concern, I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at the ordinance that the council adopted 2 weeks ago. But I'll kind of spell out how that works. I'll start at the beginning of this. So, we are in a council mayor form of government. And so, in that form of government, all the authority of the city administrator sits within the office of the mayor. And what Othello had done, like other cities have done, so not all cities, had, because in these cities, when a mayor is elected, they often have a full-time job. They have another way to make their living. The stipend that the mayor gets, when there's a city administrator, is, you know, significant, but it's not close to equivalent to a full-time job. And so that's why they have city administrators, is to do the full-time day-to-day work as the CEO of the company, serving under the direction of the pleasure of the mayor. And he's actually exercising the mayor's authority that he has by virtue of his office and the executive's office. So all the council has done is said, well, we currently have a mayor who the council has a lot of faith in, his ability to act as the CEO for the city. And so the question was, well, can we just have him serve through the duties of the city administrator? And from a legal perspective, he certainly can, because he has the powers of his office. And so what, but to do that, all he did was amend the city ordinance that authorizes and creates the office of the city administrator to say that the council can choose, depending on who the elected mayor is, or who the mayor is, and that by to have those roles, the mayor, the powers of the office, all of those powers executed or performed by the mayor. The city council can also take that authority away if they don't want to proceed on that going or keep going down that route. They can go back to the city administrator, individual who will be exercising those powers. So, by doing this, the city is not losing the mayor, they're not losing the city administrator, they're just having one person fill those same role. So, for example, instead of the city administrator becomes the day-to-day CEO task under the direction of the supervision of the mayor, basically following the policy that the mayor is set out, the mayor is going to be doing what he would be telling the city administrator. So I hope that kind of answers your question. It's tricky, I have other more pointed questions, so I can address your specific concern.
I think that clears a lot up, and I wanted to thank the city council members that took the time to talk with me today and help ease some of those concerns.
Thank you, John. Is there any other comment that anyone else want to be heard tonight? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda tonight. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 3, the consent agenda. Noting that there's a resolution to surplus Othello Police Department equipment and a resolution to release the retainage for granite construction for last year's Pine and Second Street overlay projects. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So I will move now to our current business. And the first item on our agenda is 4.1, Proclamation for Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month. And I would like to call Nieves Gomez and his wife, Valerie, to come forward. About a week ago, actually, I'd like you to come over here and stand by my side, please. Until about a week ago, I wasn't aware of your story. And so I had received a communique from Nieves, the new CEO at Columbia Basin Health, about National Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month. And so I'm going to explain a little bit about what that is and what that month means to them and to all of us. August is known as Spinal Muscular Atrophy SMA Awareness Month. SMA is a disease most commonly known to be the genetic cause of death for infants from the ages 0 to 2 years of age. This disease is a hereditary disease that causes weakness and deterioration of voluntary muscles in the arms and legs of infants and children. There are approximately 11,000 infants affected yearly, to which 1 in 50 Americans are also genetic carriers of this disease. Today, we're here to honor a beautiful soul, Liam Taylor Gomez, who lost his life to spinal muscular atrophy, type 1, at the very young age of 6 months, back in 2012. Liam Taylor Gomez was the miracle child that his parents, Nieves and Valerie Gomez, always prayed for and were blessed with. He was diagnosed early on with type 1, which is the number one genetic killer of infants 0 to 2 years of age. And through it all, Liam touched more lives in his short 6 months of life than most people do in a lifetime, with his contagious smile and overall piercing eyes and overall unconditional love. And now I want to read this proclamation. This proclamation is Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month, August of 2018. Whereas spinal muscular atrophy is the number one genetic cause of death for infants under two. And whereas spinal muscular atrophy affects approximately 1 in 11,000 babies and is 1 in 50 Americans is a genetic carrier. And whereas spinal muscular atrophy is a disease that robs people of physical strength by affecting the motor nerve cells in the spinal cord, taking away the ability to perform basic functions of life, including breathing and swallowing. And whereas spinal muscular atrophy can affect any race, ethnicity, or gender, and apart from the physical effects, spinal muscular atrophy can take a powerful emotional toll on patients and their families. And whereas a beautiful soul named Liam Taylor Gomez lost his life to spinal muscular atrophy type 1 at the young age of 6 months. Whereas there is now an FDA-approved treatment for spinal muscular atrophy, which is proven to be most effective when administered as soon as possible. And whereas screening newborns for spinal muscular atrophy is key to preventing the detrimental effects of the condition. And whereas while this treatment is a major breakthrough, there is a pressing need for continued research, as treating some cases of spinal muscular atrophy will require a combination of therapies. And whereas spinal muscular atrophy has both devastated and inspired families and their communities throughout the state, nation, and world. And whereas finding a cure for spinal muscular atrophy will require increased public awareness, the need for increased research and screening, and acknowledgement of the challenges it presents to patients and their families. Now, therefore, I, Sean R. Logan, Mayor of the City of Othello, hereby do proclaim August 2018 as National Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month in the City of Othello. In witness hereof, I have signed and caused the seal of the City of Othello to be affixed the 6th day of August 2018, not only to raise awareness for spinal muscular atrophy, but to honor the memory of Liam Taylor Gomez and his parents, Nieves and Valerie. And I want to thank you and congratulate you today. Thank you. This is for you. And if you want to say some words. And to give the audience hope if they don't know the rest of your story, you do have three other kids now. Do you want to say something about that, Val?
We have one daughter, there are four, and then 1 year old daughter. So.
Terrific. Terrific. I want to thank you again for this great honor.
Yes.
You're very welcome. And then, since we're here honoring many tonight, we are here to honor the Othello Unified Soccer Team. I would like the members to please come forward. Giselle, Colton. I want to read a little bit about this great team. The journey to win gold at the Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle during the 4th of July weekend started back in 2017, when the Othello Unified Soccer Team won the 2017 Division I Championship game at the State Unified Soccer Competition. This competition was held along with the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association and was directed by Coach Kevin McDonald. Coach Kevin McDonald, who is not able to be present tonight, previously commented that he is very proud of the accomplishments that his kids have achieved through that half of the team had aged out, and the winning team was composed of new students and tenured students, and that he hopes to do it again next year at State in the spring. The next Special Olympics USA Games in 4 years will be held in Orlando, Florida, and broadcast by ESPN. And I was, when Becky was putting some of this information together, I was telling her, I said, wouldn't that be great to watch these guys compete on TV and all the way down in Florida against the nation's best? And they've already shown that they can not only compete, they can win. Mr. McDonald also mentioned that he has started a unified club for students and community alike to bring everyone together and enjoy sports, fun, and laughter. Present tonight, we have the gold medal winners, the Othello Unified Soccer Team. Those members are Josh Lemke, Dusty Carlson, Natasha Monihano, Vicente Monihano, Candace Monihano, Giselle Monroy, Hunter Sparks, Hilario Murillo, and Christian Quiroz. The coaches are Kevin McDonald and Colton Schmidt. And I have, on behalf of the City of Othello, in recognition of this great honor, to win a gold medal at the Unified Games, a Unified Soccer Team Recognition of Excellence for Coach Colton Smith for outstanding performance in his team winning gold in the Special Olympics for Soccer, signed August 6th by Sean R. Logan Mayer. And for Giselle Monroy, we have a recognition of excellence granted to her for her outstanding performance in winning gold in the Special Olympics for Soccer this August 6, 2018, signed by Sean Logan, the mayor. And I also have a pin of the City of Othello and its logo for you to put on your lapels, and you can let people know that you were recognized by the City of Othello, the mayor, and the city council. So on behalf of the city council, the behalf of the mayor's office, and behalf of the city, I want to congratulate you and thank you for bringing such a great honor back to this city. Before you go, hold on, before you go, do you guys have anything you want to say?
It was a lot of fun. We met a lot of kids from different states, different teams. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys had a great time.
Yeah, it was really a great experience.
And yourself?
It was fun. I think it was like the athletes, like being part of the team. Yeah, so it was a great experience. And the story, trying to learn that team, it was fun.
I want to thank you for attending tonight. I want to thank you for all your effort to put in. And again, I want to congratulate you for winning gold. We do have pins and certificates for the rest of your team members. Becky, how should we get those to them? Can you take them, Heidi? Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Okay, item 4.3 on our agenda is the Adams County Solid Waste and Moderate Risk Waste Management Plan. We need to vote on an interlocal agreement and also an ordinance accepting the Solid Waste and Moderate Risk Waste Management Plan. And I had met in committee with, before Wade had left, and then I met with the Board of County Commissioners last week on Monday. And of course, they're anxious for us to sign this agreement. They, however, were unwilling to bend from anything that they had presented to us, I think a month or so ago. And so I think tonight the council has before us a decision. And that decision is whether we want to continue to, you know, be aligned with the county and use them. Having said that, they did have a terrible fire here the other day. Was that last night?
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. At the transfer station. I don't think the city can, there just isn't enough time for us to put together something on our own and separate from the county. And so my recommendation is that the council would approve this agreement. And if you want to, it does obligate the city for the next 10 years to be involved in this contract. But if the council would like to maybe in over the next 10 years begin to make provision to, you know, create our own transfer station, create our own solid waste plan, and have our waste stream taken somewhere else other than through the county's option, then the council would need to begin to make preparation for that now or within several years. So, but I don't think we're in a position today to do anything different. But if the council has some words about that, I would be open.
No? We can't afford to jump in right now, so I vote to go with it.
No, but did, Kelly, did you get a chance to review the duration and terms of the plan?
There was a nothing's changed. I mean, so in prior council meetings, we talked about when the issue came up of, well, can the city terminate it? You know, raise it too high, and then, you know, for example, we could use a different transfer station in a different county that would be cheaper for the city and the residents to take the transfer costs, the transportation costs of the garbage. Could we do that? Under the current, under the prior versions of the agreement, we could not terminate within that 10-year period. And just, actually, I was looking on my phone earlier to make sure that I read the language right, and that has remained unchanged. So it sounds like what the mayor is saying is that in meeting with the council, or with the commissioners, they declined to modify this language to allow the city to terminate earlier than the 10-year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So under the current agreement, if the council accepts it, you'll be locked in for 10 years.
Yeah, under item 7, though, it states that the duration of terms, that if you give 1 year notice, you can terminate.
That's
for the renewal.
You have to give.
Not to renew.
That, I mean, you
that'd be after 10 years.
After, yeah, like the ninth year.
Basically, at the beginning of year 10, or the very end of year 9, at least at the end of year 9, if you don't want it to extend for another 5 years, then you have to give that notice to the county.
Okay.
That termination clause only applies to the renewal period, not the initial period.
So to get it right in paper, when you're explaining this, solid waste costs are going up. The county's charging more money. The city of Othello only collects enough money to cover the amount of what we have to pay the county. Okay? And for our solid waste handlers, which are a private entity. As the costs go up, because the county's charging more, the citizens of Othello are going to be at their mercy for what they have to pay to the city to cover the costs. And that's what our fear is, that their operation is costing more and more each year to operate. And if we lock ourselves in for 10 years with the county, we have no other avenue to leave and go do our own thing. And that could be building our own facility and contracting with the same contractor we do for picking it up, but then disposing of it or transporting it to a landfill of our choosing at a lower cost than what the county's gonna charge us.
But even though if we did our own thing, John, it'd take us years to develop it, to get it together.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
It's not going to happen, I mean, shoot, overnight.
I know, but I want the people of the community to know what we're facing today by making this decision, okay? This is a 10-year comprehensive plan that we're committed to because they've given us no avenue.
Well, the only thing is that the rates go up, we're stuck with it.
We've requested, we've requested them to amend the agreement, to amend the comprehensive plan agreement.
Give us an out.
And they refused to. So that's where we're at today. That's all I want to do is I want to let the community know that that's where we're at. So when we start raising rates for solid waste handling, it's just, it's a through. It just goes through the city. It doesn't, we don't make anything off of it.
Is there any other comment? I entertain a motion. Two motions. Let's start with the interlocal agreement.
Out of necessity, I will make the motion to approve the interlocal contract with Adams County.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the next one is the City of Othello ordinance accepting the solid waste and moderate risk waste management plan.
I'll make a motion to have the mayor approve that.
Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 4.4. Consideration to appoint Sean R. Logan, mayor, to perform the duties of the Othello City Administrator. Kelly?
Sure. So, as we discussed earlier tonight, as the council is well aware, 2 weeks ago, the council voted to amend chapter 2.10 of the Othello Municipal Code to allow the council to vote to allow the mayor, or to authorize the mayor, for all the functions of his office, including those identified as being performed by the city administrator. And so that ordinance has become effective. So the council does have authority to determine whether they want the current mayor to serve as the city administrator, as opposed to hiring an additional city administrator for the currently vacant position. Now the consequence of that would be, of course, the salary commission would determine the mayor's the compensation for the mayor's office, performing of all the duties of the office, so all those he performed before, as well as those as the city administrator, which you all know is a full-time job, as a professional full-time job, and that it's, you know, this is in line with the form of government.
I just want to say that this originally wasn't my idea. This was born out of a conversation that Councilman Lawless had with me 3 years ago. And right now, where the city is at and what the projects that it's involved in, I was approached not only by John, but also by staff, that this would be the direction that the City of Othello needs to take currently at this time in its history. And I have had tremendous support from the community. I think some of them thought I did all those things anyway. But while I didn't, Wade Ferris did a wonderful job for us as our city administrator. And as you know, he had applied numerous times to leave, and he finally accomplished that. And I think part of the reason why the council has shown support for this move and change to the city and how it's operated and how it's run is because of the tremendous amount of projects that we've all been working on. We're trying to establish a sustainable water supply for the next 75 years. We're looking at a booming community with development of housing, recent purchases of commercial property, and all of those things are things that I'm aware of that we're working on, and I believe that I can do an excellent job at being not only the mayor and keeping those responsibilities of keeping the contacts that we've built over the last 4 or 5 years with our elected officials, our state legislature, the governor's office, and through the state agencies. And so because of that, I want to continue to work in that role, but then the city administrator was the day-to-day role. And the day-to-day role requires a tremendous amount of thought, oversight, and responsibility. I'm ready for that responsibility. And so that's my comments. If there's any other comments from the council.
Like I said earlier, well, in our past meeting, I'm all for it. I mean, you've been sitting right alongside of the city administrator, so I mean, it's not like we got somebody new coming in that we're going to have to train and kind of go through the whole, you know, hoop to kind of get them up to date. I mean, you've been sitting right by them. You know what's going on. And like I said the last time, I mean, you've lived here all your life. I know that you care for the city and for the growth anyway, for the city in particular. So I think you do. I think you do a good job.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah.
I agree. It's nice to be able to have somebody that is already vested in our community, that's been here a long time, and we're not having to bring somebody in who knows, we're moving somebody from another state to come in and either A, use this as a stepping, you know, they come into here and this is a little bit bigger town. Okay, now this bigger city's called me, I want to go over there. We got somebody we know that wants to stay here and invest in our community. And I think Sean's our best option.
Thank you, Jay.
Well, I like what you said earlier when you were explaining. You were running the show anyway, and you were just telling the administrator what his job was. So you're going to just continue doing that. But you don't have to tell anybody but yourself.
I know, right?
And cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to continue to do that, but as well, I mean, he's going to have a lot of work ahead of him. Yeah. Because now he's, you know, there's decisions to be made, you know, as a mayor. Yeah. He sits right alongside, and the city administrator would, you know, do the majority of the thinking.
Sure.
So he's taking that responsibility now. So he's playing both roles. So it's going to be a big job. Not going to be an easy job.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. A charm will do it.
Yeah.
And you have our support.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would like to make a motion to approve the resolution appointing the mayor of the city of Othello to perform the duties of the Othello city administrator.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I would say that if the council made a big mistake, the council has the authority to strip me of those duties. So I'm doing this, I'm putting a lot on the line, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to the challenge. So thank you, council, and thank you everyone who has supported me. So move now to item 4.5 to award the bid for gasoline and diesel fuel. Becky.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Back in June, we went out for bids for gasoline and diesel fuel for the City of Othello and Public Works. The deadline was July 26th, and we only received one bid back from Lawrence Oil, which on the bid they put 0.075 per gallon above their regional rack cost, which they have been charging us since we gave them the contract back in 2011. so they actually haven't gone up at all. That is what we're currently paying right now with Lawrence Oil. They were awarded the contract back in 2011 and then 2014, and extended it for an extra year. So that is why we're here today, to award the bid to Lawrence Oil for another three-year contract with the contingency of a one-year extension to Lawrence Oil.
Have any questions, council? No? I entertain a motion to approve the three-year agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Under unfinished business, thank you, Becky. Terry, you want to give the council an update on well number three?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. They're down about 605 feet. They hit a void down there, pretty good sized void. They dumped a lot of mud into it, thought they were going to have to put bentonite shavings into it, but they must have gotten it. They did experience a breakdown, and they did do a drift test, and they will have that available at the meeting tomorrow. So, and that's at noon. Don't miss that, John. But most everything is gone as planned and on course, so that's about all of that. So they'll have a little more of that information available.
Okay.
All right.
How far are we planning on drilling down?
1,000 feet.
1,000 feet. Okay. For those members of the audience who aren't aware of what the city's doing, and our well number three is one of our main wells that we that is by the two water towers by the swimming pool. And we had a breakdown that I believe we put an awful lot of money in trying to fix it and rehab it. But the problem was is that the well was not drilled straight and it was curved. And so we felt as a city, and through advice of our consultants, to re-drill that well. And so that's what we're in the process of doing. And we're 600 of the 1,000 feet down. As you can see, that well drilling is not a totally exact science. You don't know exactly what you're going to get in the middle of it. However, Schneider, what's the name of the company? Schneider and
Waterworks.
Waterworks. Yeah, they drilled our last well, well number nine, and so we're pretty confident that they're going to, you know, finish up and do a good job. But we're still looking at what, the end of September, October, before we really get
into October anything. 18th is the completion date.
Yeah. So that's the latest update on water in Othello. Thank you, Terry. Mm-hmm. The other thing that is about to happen, and I want to ask Amy impromptu to come to the microphone. Amy has a big event coming up next week in Olympia, and she's going to advocate on behalf of the city and all of the residents, something really special that we hope to gain funding for. Go ahead, Amy.
So next week, the mayor and I will be traveling to Olympia for the final presentation for our Parks and Recreation RCO local parks grant to put a water splash pad within the pool's enclosure to add value to the facility that we currently maintain and operate and provide recreation for a population of our community who is being underserved right now, to that birth to toddler age group. Especially when it comes to water recreation. And we are excited to go over. We've been over for a technical review a couple of months ago. Wade and I traveled over to get some feedback from the committee as to how we could continue to build our plan and our project. And we've been working with a landscape architect and a grant writer from the Olympia area. And I believe we've put together the absolute best project proposal that the fellow can put together. The project comes in just over $500,000, and this is RCO's first year of offering a low match grant program for economically disadvantaged communities that Othello qualifies for. So as opposed to the typical 50% match that was required before through this RCO program, we only are required to support 10% match In addition to the city's 10% match, we've also gained $6,000 from private donations to go towards the project, which is looked on very favorably by the RCO and the funders that be. We will find out definitively where we hit on the rankings shortly after the proposal, and the money won't be secured until next year's budget season in Olympia. So once all of those pieces come down to a still, we'll know for sure what the plans are. If we are funded, we'll be funded in July of 2019, and the plan will be to open the splash pad in 2020.
Thank you, Amy. I think just so everyone knows, this is an extremely competitive grant, and there are a lot of applicants over 70.
That is true. I didn't know if you wanted to put that part in. So,
well, yeah. Just to give you a current flavor of what we're up against, but I am very confident in Amy's ability to present this proposal. She's worked really hard on putting the information we needed to put together just to get to a place we could apply for it. And I think that if we are successful in getting this grant, it is one of the goals of the council to begin to build amenities within the city that make it more attractive to come here, to live here, and to have fun here. And certainly a splash park, to me, sounds like a great idea, especially when you're having the next 2 days are going to be well in the triple digits. It would be a lot of fun to have a splash park as well.
I would say that if we are successful at this, I think that if nothing else, we've learned an entire amount of information going forward, what programs are out there, and we have jumped into the most difficult and competitive program available, because why not start with the hardest one? So there are lots of programs out there on a biennium basis, so the 2 years will give us not only a chance to implement any funding that we do get, but to really look at what we can do to maximize any inefficiencies that we have going on right now. So,
and a particular interest to the athletic people who are here, the soccer team and the school district. We also applied for another grant. Amy, do you want to explain that?
Yeah, we also applied for a grant in the YAF category for the WWRP, which is the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program. That grant is to build youth athletic facilities, so tennis courts, basketball courts, baseball fields, hockey rinks. If it's a sports complex or facility, that grant is available. We did apply for a grant in that category as well to rebuild the softball and baseball fields that we have. There is some major inefficiencies and deficiencies in quality. Public Works has done everything they can to maintain them to the level that they are now, which is 100% playable as long as weather conditions play along. So we do turn away tournaments during certain times of the year and have to cancel things frequently due to lack of drainage. We are essentially running on topsoil, which is not baseball dirt. That is not what athletic facilities are typically built with. So basic scope will be to remove the top 7 inches of topsoil in all of those baseball fields and replace it with the right dirt, as well as add a French drain system to alleviate some of the puddling and pooling that we have when we do have adverse weather conditions. And we are already a great destination for a lot of reasons, and it will just add value to the current system we have right now. So that one doesn't get a fancy presentation. That one, you've got to put it all in writing and be really convincing in your proposal. So that's been submitted already, and so we're just sitting back waiting to hear the same kind of information that we'll hear from the local parks grant when we get there.
Thank you, Amy. Okay. Is there any other unfinished business to come before the council tonight?
I've got one thing. Maybe it's not the time to do it, but I'd like to know how the salary is appropriated for yourself and the administrator. I understand there's a committee that gathered up. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I learned today is whatever they recommend, it doesn't come back to the council.
That's correct.
And I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I like to, if they're going to give you $180,000 and it doesn't come back to the council for us to say, time out, a little too much. So I'm not saying you're not worth $180,000, but...
It's pretty safe to say they're not going to give me $180,000.
I know, but I think things are... That's my own opinion.
Okay. Kelly, do you want to address that?
Well, yeah, I have to sort of front it, but my understanding, my recollection is that it is set by the Independent Salary Commission. Mm-hmm.
Elected officials. Just elected officials.
I can certainly take a look at that and make sure that it does not come back to council. I'm just sitting here right now, don't remember the ins and outs of that.
Well, all I was, you know, and whatever they probably recommend if it comes back to council, we all probably will agree anyway, but I would like it to come back to...
I don't think they can go beyond what we have budgeted for the...
Just so you know, to alleviate any concerns, Spencer's doing the... he's going to do the presentation to the commission, so you know he's going to keep it within...
According to ONC 2.4.2.070, effective date for salaries, if the committee determines that the salary thing, do I need to provide an addition to be increased or decreased, the commission shall file a written salary schedule with the city clerk indicating the increase or decrease of the salary. Any increase or decrease in salary established by the commission shall become effective and incorporated into the city budget without further action from the city council or the commission. Salary increases established by the commission shall be effective to all city elected officials, regardless of their term in office. Salary increases established by the commission shall become effective as to the current city and elected officials as to the commencement of their next subsequent term of office.
Okay. All right.
Fine.
Is there any other unfinished business? Is there any new business? Okay. Hearing done then, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:17 p.m. Thank you all for coming.